Okay, today's daf is Arla daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom, and we're talking about Bittul. As we know, this parak is all about Bittul and what's Mevata what, what things are not subject to Bittul. We spoke about, remember a couple of days ago, Dvarim that are Dvarim Chashuvim Midrabanan. Maybe they're only not Bittul if they're Vadai, but if they're Suffik, then they are Bittul. Spoke about a lot of different topics here. So yesterday we brought up the issue of Yediya Mechalekes, that when is it called falling in once or twice, Basachas or Bazer Chazeh, so that has to do with a person's knowledge in between. And the Gemara asks a question without answering it. Does that only mean the person's own das, the owner's yediya? What if there's a yediyas chavero? Interesting question, what that's about. What if somebody knows about it, but not you, not the owner? So is that enough to be mechalek in terms of the bas achas and bezer chazeh definition? And the Gemara gave an example. What's the case of, what about yediyas safek? What if you're not sure? You're not sure if it fell in or not, yediyas safek. So one example the Gemara gave yesterday was that it fell into, you have two piles, one of 200, one of 100, and it fell into one of them. You're not sure which one. And then you knew it fell into one of them. And then another fell in, and then after that you measure and there's 202 in the 201. So now you realize that they both fell in. So was the first sa'ah batel? Do you say the two are mitzarif together because you didn't know vada in between? We mentioned the Rabbi Yosef Engel, but that was one example of a yediyah suffik. Right, you have two piles, one 100, one 200. It fell in, you don't know to which one. So now the Gemara gives another example, second to last line, chaf aleph amud beis. A second example of a yediyah suffik, of knowing besuffik. Haisa kupa achas. There's only one kupa. There's one basket. Suffik im yishba masayim, suffik einba. So you don't know if there's 200 in it or not. So that's the suffik. The first suffik was that you have one of 200, one of 100, and it fell into one of them. You're not sure which one. Here, you have one, and you're not sure if it's a pile of 200, a pile of 100. Nafla sa'ah arla. Switch the gear. Salatocha. And a sa'av arla fell into it. You're not sure if it was 100 or 200. And then another one fell in, and then you measure it's 202. Right, so you see. Or, Rav Chaim Gadevsky understands the next line is a different case. That this case, what if you know for sure this 200? Ve'ein yadua im nafla im lo nafla. You're not sure if it fell in or not. You're not sure. You didn't count it up yet. You're not sure. And then ve'achar kach nafla hashnia. And then after both these cases, a second one fell in. So in all these cases, im temar yediyas safik yediyas vadai. If you say yediyas safik is like yediyas vadai, knowing that something might have happened, is like knowing that it vadai happened, ola. So then it's going to be batel, meaning what? The idea is significant. Therefore, the two nephilos are looked at as separate. Right? One saw fell in. When you know in between that it might have happened, that if you say it's significant, it's as if vadai, so that's done. Nephila achas is done. It's batel. One in 200. The second one comes in, that's something new. So that's why if you say yediyas safek is yediyas vadai ola, itemar ein yediyas safek yediyas vadai ein ola. But if you say yediyas safek is not like yediyas vadai, then it's not ola, because then your yediyah is not significant, and therefore it's not going to be ola. Vatur and Siman Aleph Arachaim. Interesting that we're talking about yediyas safek yediyas vadai. There is one area of halacha that we know for sure that there's a difference in halacha between safek and vadai. If I'm misupak, if I did in avera, that's mechayiv mi kares. If I did it bemezid or malchus, if I'm not sure, then we know we bring an ashem talui. If I did an avera by accident, I bring a karman chatas. If I'm not sure, if I did an avera, that's mechayiv mi achatas. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it was kosher or not. So then I bring an ashem talui. If I then find out that I for sure did it, then the Asham Tali is not enough. I have to bring a chatas. Asham Tali, the language of the Gemara in the Mishnah increases, is just lahagain, right? To protect me in the interim. Even though it was a shogeg, the whole thing was a shogeg, but still to protect me in the interim, that's what you need to bring in Asham Tali. But again, that's so if you know, if you're not sure, then you bring an Asham Talui. If you know for sure, Vali. So you see in Halacha, there's a difference between Yediyas Safik and Yediyas Vadai. I think we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but I'll mention it again. It's interesting, the relationship between an Asham Talui and a Chatas. We know, the Gemara says in Zvachim that, and elsewhere, that a Karban Chatas, you cannot bring voluntarily. because a carbon chatas is ba'al chet. Right? You could bring a shlamim voluntarily. You could bring an ola voluntarily. You could bring a mincha voluntarily. All those. You can't bring a carbon ba'al chet voluntarily. So a chatas you can't bring voluntarily. An asham you cannot bring voluntarily. The other ashamos, asham gezelos, asham me'ilos, asham shivcha harufa, all of those are for certain averos. Asham mitzora, obviously, is only in that situation. So, but what about an asham talui? So that's a discussion in the Tanoim. I think Baba Ben Buta, I forgot exactly what it was, I think it's Krisos Chafe, that he used to bring an asham talui every day, just in case. Just in case that, you know, maybe he violated, because asham talui is ba'al safik. Baal Safik. So a Baal Chait, a Chatas, or another Asham, you can't. But that's the question. So what does that have to do with us? So that's why if you look in the Simin Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, where we talk about Karbanos, one should say Karbanos, that itself is the first Musar, that we should say Karbanos. And the Tur quotes that when you finish saying the section of Ola, you should say, Yehira Zamafanecha, Sheizeh Chashuv Mukuba Lafanecha, Kiilu Egrafti Ola Bizmana. V'chein Yomar Achar Parshas HaMincha, V'hashlamim, v'ha'asham. That's what the Torah says. That you say this, Yihiratzam ki'ilu, I brought this, after you say Ola and Mincha and Shlamim, that's all fine. And Asham. And Asham. Look at the next line of the Torah. But don't say it after Parshas Chatas. V'achar Parshas Chatas, lo yomar kein, lefi she'ena ba nedava. You can't say, oh, it's ki'ilu. If you're not chayiv, you don't know. So you don't say that after Chatas. What about after Asham, though? How can you say it after Asham? Asham is like Chatas. It says the Beis Yosef, Klomar, Aval Asham, Aval Bishino Ba Benedava, even though it's not Benedava, Kiban, it's not Beperik Vav de Krisos, since it says in Krisos, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Misnade Vadam Asham Tali Bechal Yom, Rebbe Eliezer says you can bring one every day, Amra, Bab Ben Buta, yes, Bab Ben Buta, Shay Misnade Vasham Tali Bechal Yom, Kibab Benedava Dami. So it's Ki'ilu is Bab Benedava, because there's a way to bring it even if you don't know for sure. V'yafa Gav Techacham and Pligi Alei, and even though we don't paskin that way, you can't be misnadim and Hashem Tali. Kivan, Dabba Ben Buta, Yavid Be Uvda. So, since he did it, Ki Amar, Yiratzamo Fanecha, Jeze Chashem, Kilo Grafti Hashem, Sharper Dami, it's good enough. It's good enough. Vyashem Vadai, Efshad de Bechal Chatasu. The Shulchan Aruch, the Torah doesn't quote Hashem Vadai, because that's included in Chatas, because they're both Bapachet, Aidechet. Kivashin Abba, Elal Chet Yadua. So it's an interesting discussion in the Lumdus. Is Asham Talui closer to the other Ashamos, or is it closer to Chatas? Because Asham Talui is Ba, if you know Besafik, when you would be Chayv Chatas, it was Bavadai. But all the Avodos of an Asham Talui are like an Asham. It's one of the Ashamos. Right, the zrikos are shtayim shein arba. They're not dalid zrikos like a chatas on top, and a chatas zrikos are on top on the kronos, while the asham zrikos are below the chodes sikwa like an ola. So, interesting discussion about yediyas vade and yediyas safik. That's clearly a halacha where knowing safik and knowing vade makes a difference. But this is the discussion that we just had here of safik and vade. Okay, says the second Mishnah here in this perek, a perek hatruma, which is the perek abittel, the perek of abittel. Hatruma ma'ale es ha'arla, v'ha'arla es hatruma. Truma is ma'ala arla, and arla is ma'ala truma. What does that mean? Usually, we've been talking about how chulin can be mevatel. Chulin can be mevatel, and this is that falls in. The chiddush of this Mishnah is that isurin mevatlin ze'etzeh. Each isur can be mevatel the other one. Pashipshat, the Gra says, this is against the previous, remember the previous Mishnah? We had different dayas. We even had a day of Rav Meir that said, two Isurim can be mitztarif to each other, to combine to Aser. You can have Arla and Kilei Akerim, they can combine to Aser. So the other Shita said, no, they can't. No, they can't. They're two different Shemos Isur. So the Rav Meir says, because it's all included in Lo Socha Kol Toeva. But the Pashupshat is that this Mishnah is against that. If you say two Yisurim can be Mitztarev less, or then obviously they can't be Mavatel each other. That's the Pashupshat of this Mishnah. This Mishnah is going like the Gruss says here, it's going like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Shita that says that two Yisurim are not Mitztarev less, or so not only are they not Mitztarev less, or but they can be Mitztarev to be Mavatel each other. Right? There is a way out of that. So some of the Mefarshim, some of the Achronim say, the Gemara doesn't explicate that this is only according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Maybe, and we discussed this a little bit in the Gemara, maybe Rav Meir only said that if it fell in and it was kind of like bebasachas, right? But if it's, not only bebasachas, but they fell into the mixture, into the chulin, one after another, or even together. But what if they got mixed up together first and then fell in to the chulin? So maybe that's a difference. Maybe the difference between if they get the two Yisurim get mixed up first and then fall in, or the two Yisurim just fall into the chulin. Okay, but either way, so this Mishnah tells us the Chiddush that Yisurim can be mevatel each other. How is that? Kate said, what's the case? Sa'ah truma shenafla lemeya. You have truma that fell into meya. So we already mentioned this a couple of days ago, that this Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, is like Rabbi Yeshua. But what was this referring to? We mentioned that the Marafolda here already says meya. Here doesn't mean meya. Or else it would have been butthole already. You have a saw of truma that fell into a little less than 100. That's what this means. So a saw of truma fell into a little less than 100, so it's not butthole. It's not butthole, right? Because you need at least, this Mishnah says, is holding like you need 99 and a little. 99 and a little. Or 100 and a little, as well, as 100 and a little. So not 101, like we hold. So saw of truma shenafal lemeyav yachar kach nafal shloshes Kavin Orla, O Shloshes Kavin Shokele Akerim. So a little bit of one Sa'ah of Truma fell in, and then a half a Sa'ah. Right? Three Kav is half a Sa'ah. A half of Kav of Orla and half of Kav of Kele Akerim fell in. Zui, so here's the case. Shachuma Malasa Orla Valasa Truma. Meaning, what's going on here? A Sa'ah of Truma fell into less than 100, so the Sa'ah of Truma is not Batel. But now, some Orla Kele Akerim fell in. That Orla and Kele Akerim combined with the Chulin to be mevatel the truma. And the truma, the saw of truma, that's one, so the chulin and the truma, are also mevatel the half a sa'ah of arla and kilei hakerem that fell in. Right? So they work together. Because again, there's only a half a sa'ah of arla and kilei hakerem fell in. So half a sa'ah is batel in 100. A half a sa'ah is batel in 100 sa'ah. Right, that's 200 compared to the half a sa'ah. So in this case, again, one sa'ah of truma fell in, it's not batel, in the less than 100 chulin. But then, if arla and kilei hakerem fall in, so now there's 100 other stuff keneged the truma, that's good enough. That's good enough. And there's 200 other stuff keneged the arla and the kilei hakerem. So they each work to be mevatel each other, right? The isur mevatlin ze'ez. This is a case of two isurim that combine in one mixture. It's not exactly, it's not the case, but I'll talk about it now because it hasn't come up in a while and it's not going to come up. But there's a similar type of discussion, not two different isurim that fall into one mixture, but what about two isurim on one item? Right? Here you have arla and kilei hakerem falling in. So now in this mixture you have some arla, you have some kilei hakerem, you have some truma, and how they work. But you have a big discussion, as we know, of two isurim on one item, and that's the sugya of isur chal al isur. If something is usur mishum A, can it be usur again mishum B? If I eat something, can I get more than one avera? Is it right? The Gemara Maseches Makas. Remember, you could eat one little thing and you get five averas. Right? You could do an action that's high of five averas. Right? If you the Mishnayos in the end of Makas, if you eat tevel on Yom Kippur and a bunch of different isurim, but that's different actions. But what about the sugyas of two statuses overlap? Here we're talking about a case of two isurim overlap in a mixture. But the sugyas of isur chal isur is where two statuses overlap. It's related to this, a different sugya, but it's related, right? The Gemara Kiddushin talks about this. Well, sometimes it depends. It depends how the isurim come about, in what order. Right, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Zayin says, what happens if a Kohen Gadol marries an almana who was an almana three times? A woman was married and her husband died. She got married again, her husband died. She got married again, her husband died. So she's an almana three times. And then the Kohen Gadol marries her. An almana is not allowed to marry an almana. How many averas does the Kohen Gadol get? One. Because almana, the Kohen Gadol, is all one iser. Almana, 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 einu chayv al achas. Grusha, grusha, grusha. If a regular Kohen marries a grusha, she was divorced three times, and now he marries her, so that's one aveira, ein chayav alachas. But, amana grusha chalala zona, what if one woman is an amana, she's divorced, widowed, chalala, somehow she was violated, she was nivla l'pasul law, and she has the status of a zona halachically. So, says the Gemara, bizman shehem kiseder chayev akalachas va'achas. If it's in that order, almana grusha chalala zona, then, and the Kohen Gadol lives with her afterwards, four averis. Because then we say the principle of Isser Chalal Isser. Why? Because even though usually the principle is Ein Isser Chalal Isser, there are exceptions to the rule. If the second Isser is more inclusive, a woman is an Amana, and then she gets married, and then she becomes divorced. So you know what? That Isser Grusha is Chal on her. Why? Because originally she was an Amana, was only usher to a Kohen Gadol. But now she becomes a Grusha, she's usher to more people, usher to a Kohen Hedyot. Right? So that's why that Isser is Chal. In Isser, that... question is that called an Isser Mosif or an Isser Kolel? Discussions of the Rishonim. More inclusive or more expansive or more chamur, all different items. But Zinsav, Nischalav, Nisgajam, Nisalman, Ein Chayav Alachas. But that Gemara opens the door for us that there is a principle called generally Ein Isser Chalal Isser, that you cannot have two Isserim that overlap. Right? If one, something is Asser already, it's already Asser. Right? We might call it Mushba V'yomei Me'ar Sinai. Similar idea. Once something's Asser, if I take a shvuah that I'm not going to eat pig, it's meaningless, right? Because I'm already mushed, I already took a shvuah at Har Sinai. So you can't have that statuses. But there are three exceptions to the rule. Even though Ein Isser Chalal Isser, this Gemara already reflects it, even though Ein Isser Chalal Isser, there are three exceptions. The Rambam says this. Perag Yud Zayin Ilchaz Yisur Ebiya. Halacha Ches. Klal Gadol Hu B'chol Yisur and Shabbatora. The Klal Gadol, says the Rambam, is She'ein Isser Chalal Isser El Emkein Hayu Shnei Yisurim Bon Ka'achas. Number one, if they're Basachas, right, if they come exactly at the same time, then you can't choose one over the other. So, two Yisurim Basachas, you say Yisur Chal Yisur. O Shal Yisur Ha'acher Mosif Dvarim Acher Mal Oso Ha'isur. Let's say, not kosher on Yom Kippur. If I eat not kosher on Yom Kippur, so I'm going to get two Averis. Yom Kippur and not kosher. What do you mean? In Isser Chalal Isser, it's already not kosher. No, but Yom Kippur, even mutter foods become usher to eat. So it's more inclusive. So because it's chal on the mutter foods, so it's chal on the usher foods. So that's Isser Mosif, Dvar Machirim. O im haya kolel, Dvar Machirim, and Isser Zeh. I'm not going to get into how the Rishonim define now Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif. Some of them overlap or switch the definitions. But that's the Rambam's rule, right? Yud Zayin Ches. Is Ein Isser Chalal Isser unless it's Mosif Kolel or Basachas. There is a big discussion in the Achronim. What does it mean, Ein Isser Chalal Isser? Let's say in a case where it's not Chal. It's not Chal. So does that mean that it's not Chal at all? Or it's not Chal Lagabe Onesh, but fundamentally it is Chal? By the way, Nafkamina, I don't know. Let's say the first Aveira wouldn't make you Pasul La'edus. But the second one, excuse me, would make you Pasul La'edus. Are you Pasul La'edus? Do you have a chalo shame that you did that Aveira? You're just not going to get punished for it? Right? Or, no, the Aveira is not chal at all. Aveira is not chal at all. Right? The Gemara in Yevamis has a machlokas, the base Halevi. In Chelik Aleph Simin Memdal, it points out this machlokas. Yevamis Lamed Beis. If you have somebody, right, different, again, it's not Lamaisa Bizmanazet today, but in the days of the Bezdin, they used to bury people in different areas. People who were Chayef Skila were buried in a different area than people who were Chayef Chenek, right? The Niskalin and the Nisrafin, right? The Gemara talks about Lekovro Bein Rishoyim Gemurim, right? So the Gemara there talks about if somebody did an Avera, but he ate something that there was an Ein Isser Chalal Isser on it. So is that Nechsha that he did two Averis regarding the Kvura, where you bury him? Right, or not? So Machlokas. Machlokas. About where you bury him. So, says the Beis Halevi. This is Aleph Memdalin. Afa gav de Einisar Chalal Isser, mikol makom, haino rak le'inyin chiyah malkus, aval kapanim, ika ala davar shnei isurim, de le'inyin isser ve'onesh bidei shamayim, chala hasheni, v'kovern oso bein rishom gemurim. Right, and then he says maybe the other Tana holds differently. So this is a big discussion in the Achronim. How do you view when you say Ein Isser Chalal Isser? Does that mean nothing is chal, or does it mean just lagabe onesh that it's chal? Rebbe Chanan has a raya from a Rambam, and then we'll continue. Rebbe Chanan has a raya from a Rambam that he thinks it's not chal at all. He brings a raya from the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla. The Rambam, I remember hearing this the first time, I don't know, 30, 35 years ago. I remember the Rambam, I thought it was like a new sefer, the Nekuda Nifla. Somebody quoted the Rambam, the Nekuda Nifla. I don't know what they were talking about. But it's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in the third paragraph of Krisus, where he talks about, I have to tell you a Nekuda Nifla. I have to tell you an amazing point. And that's the Rambam and the Kuzin Nifla. So that's the rest of the Rambam talks about how basar b'chalav, the Rambam says, is not chal on, let's say, chalev. If I have non-kosher meat, non-kosher fat, chalev, and I cook that in milk, it doesn't become basar b'chalav because of ein isser chalal isser. And the Rambam says, what do you mean? Basar b'chalav is asur bana. So that's an isser kolel, mosif. So why isn't basar b'chalav chal on something that's already not kosher? Chalev, nevela. So the Rambam says, this is my secret. Because the Isser Hana of Basar B'chalav is really just an outgrowth of the Isser Achila. And really, it's an Isser Achila, super Isser Achila, which expands. So if the Isser Achila is not going to be Chal on something that's already Asur B'chalav, then the Isser Hana is not going to be Chal either. Right? It's not a separate, different type of, I don't know, like Arla. Arla is Asur B'chalav and it's Asur B'ana. But Basar B'chalav, it doesn't say in the Torah, don't eat it. So really, this or Hana is really just an outgrowth, says the Rambam. Basar B'chalav lo neser b'ana ela machmas she'asar ha'kosav b'achilaso. Lefi ha'kal she'b'yarno, she'kosh neser b'achila neser b'lehenos b'ho. Vein bo pasuk ha'osar b'achilaso, u'pasuk ha'osar lehenos b'ho. Ela shnei dvarim yachadim iser basar b'chalav. That's the Rambam's nekuda nifla. So Rabbi Chanan assumes, he's medayik from that one second. So, but maybe the Isser Achila is Chal. Right? If you say in Isser Chal Isser means it's Chal, but you don't get punished, so you should say by Basar B'chalav, it is Chal, and then Isser Anah should be Chal too, because it's Chal from the Isser Anah, from the Isser Achila. It must be that Rambam is holding that the second Isser is not Chal at all. So that's why once something is Asur B'Achila, the Basar B'chalav, Isser Achila is not Chal at all, and then the Isser Anah doesn't get off the ground. Because again, according to Rabbi Chanan, if the Isser Achila is Chal, you just don't get punished, then the Isser Hanah of Basar B'chalav should kick in there. Okay, either way, that's the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla. But all of this has to do with Isser Chalal Isser, which is about two statuses of Isurim on the same item. Our Gemara, our Mishnah here, is about two different Isurim, two different items that got mixed in. Okay, but it's somewhat related. So the Gemara here said, but the Chiddush of our Mishnah again is that an Isser can be Mevatel another Isser. The Gemara gives another example. The Mishnah, turning over, Ha'arla ma'ale es ha'kilayim, ba'kilayim es ha'arla. Right? We just spoke about how arla and kilayim could be mevatel trumas. Now we say also arla and kilayim are mevatel each other. Where do you see? Again, arla and kilayim are both kilayakarim are both 1 in 200. Ha'arla es ha'arla, and arla can also be mevatel arla. So all the mafarshim say, what does that mean? That can't be. Arla is not, you can't have an Isser as Mevatel itself. So the Marafolda here says on top, Tzarech lomar, da'achas v'yam netar ravai. Right? One of these doesn't mean Arla and Arla, it means Arla and Ravai. Lefi shehein shnei shemos. De'i efshar le'isser shel shem echad, shem mevatel k'saso l'k'saso. You can't have one Isser Mevatel itself. Right? So therefore, one of the words here of Arla must mean Ravai, and that's okay. V'kari tana l'neta Ravai Arla, and it's okay to call Ravai Arla, shamin Arla huba. We've spoken about this lumdis question in the past, the relationship between Ravai and Arla. Can there be Ravai if there was no Arla? Does Arla always lead to Ravai? We discussed that about chutzlaretz, there's machlokas, there's Arla chutzlaretz, there's a Ravai chutzlaretz. What if you didn't have full years of Arla? Right, let's say, remember the first two years you thought about that you're going to use it for a fence, siag. And then you change your mind, that was 1 year arla, for peiros. So is there, we had a machlokas earlier, is there a ravai? So, min arla huba, ulachik tani arla, es arla, vlok tani akalayim, es akalayim. That's why he says arla and arla, not kalayim, kalayim. Because kalayim, kalayim just means kalayim. That doesn't work. Arla, one of them means ravai. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, again, another example of Isurim being Mevatel each other. Where do you see this? Ketzad. Where do you see? So let's explain. Where do you see Arla's Mevatel Kelayim? Sa'a Arla Shanafla Limatsayim. A Sa'a of Arla fell into 200. As we said earlier, this means just less than 200. Or else it would be Batel by itself. So a Sa'a of Arla 1 fell into a little less than 200, so it's not Batel. And then a different Isur fell in. So that Isser combines with the Chulin. The Yachar Gach Nafla Sa'av Od Arla, which let's say means Ravai, like we said. So Arla fell into less than 200, it's not Batel. But then a little Ravai fell in. Good, and now the whole thing is Batel. O Sa'av Od Shel Kila HaKerem, or a little bit of Kila HaKerem, meaning a different Isser fell in. So this is the example. Of Zuisha Arla, Balas HaKilayim, Bakilayim Sa Arla, Va'arla Sa Arla. Right, and these are examples of different Isurim being Mevatel each other. Again, the first one fell in, and then the second one also, you only have a little bit a Sava Od of Ravai, or of Kilei HaKeren that fell in. So each of these have 200 Kineged, the Isser, in order to be Mevatelet. But again, that Mara Fulda highlights the relationship between Arla and Ravai. The Rambam says in Hilchos Meiser Sheni, where do you look for Hilchos Arla in the Rambam? There's no Hilchos Arla. So in this Masechta that we're learning, where are the Rambams? So a lot of the Rambams are in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, because Arla is Machalos Asuros. Right? Unlike, what have we discussed so far in this Seder? Right? Pea, Demai, Kilayim. Okay, Kilayim is usher to do, and that's why it's a whole separate area of halachas of Kilayim. But Shumas, Maisus, Maisus, Sheni, Chala, Bikurim, all of those are mitzvahs, and you eat them. Arla is the first one that's totally usher. So a lot of Hilchos Arla are not in Sefer Zra'im of the Rambam. A lot of Hilchos Arla are in Ma'achalas Asuros. But Arla does connect to Ravai, and that's why some of the halachas of the Rambam are going to be in Maaser Sheni and Neta Ravai here in the 10th parak. And that's where the Rambam talks about what is called Arla, because that's going to relate to what is called Ravai. Kol shu chayev ba'arla, yesh lo Ravai. Anything that's chayev in Arla, any fruit, says the Rambam, it also has Ravai. V'chol shepater min ha'arla, eino chayev b'Ravai. And if it's pater from Arla, it's not a fruit, it's not chayev in Ravai. Shenemar, shalosh shanim yelachem arilim, lo yeyachel, uvashana harevi'is, yekol piryo, kodesh hilulim lashem. So you have the relationship. And then the Rambam goes into all the halachas, many of them that we had in the first parak. Kanotia ilan machal, v'dayto alav shei siyog, right, if you have a fruit tree, but you have in mind you use it for a fence, what if you change your mind? You have all the different halachas. But this one parak here, in parak Yud of Maaser Sheni Ravai, also talks about Arla. But again, most of Arla, most of the halachas, especially of this parak, are going to be in Machalas Asuras. The fact that two Isurim could knock each other out also reflects, remember, the Yesod of the Ran that comes up every couple of weeks. And that is the assumption of the given of Bittul is that there has to be a clash. Bittul is about, there's a clash, and therefore you have to have one item that overpowers the other one. If you have two items that could coexist, so then there's no Bittul. Right, that's the Ran's Yisod in the Dharma Daf Nun Beis, where the Ran discusses the sugya, if you're a member of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And the Ran says, our Svara of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, something that's going to become Mutter, is not Batel, it's based on a Svara of Reb Yehuda that holds Min B'mino Lo Batel. We don't pass on like Reb Yehuda. And by the way, he says that only by Lach, not by Yavish. We had that earlier in this Masechta. So Rabbi Yehuda, what's the svar of Min B'mino Lo Batel? Says the Ran, because like items could coexist with each other. They strengthen each other. They're mechazik each other. They don't bash each other and overpower the other one. They're not mevatlo u'machlisho. They're mechazko u'ma'amdo, right, if they could coexist. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says Min B'mino is not Batel. The Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yehuda, no. How do you define min b'mino? Isser and heter are different. And therefore they can be mevatel each other. Even if they're min b'mino in type, but the Rabbanan argue, we pass on against Rabbi Yehuda, that isser and heter are mevatel each other. And that's the yesod of bittel. Says the Ran, that's the svar. For davar sheyesh lo matir, you have an isser that's going to become mutter, it already has enough heter elements that it's not subject to bittel. Because min b'mino, it's similar enough to what it fell into, because it's going to become mutter, so it's like types, and therefore it's not going to be mevatelet. Lefisha kol davar shu doma lechavero, I'm reading the Ran, eino machlisho mevatlo ela ma'amido umachazko. And that's his svara, right, very different than Rashi's svara, if you remember, beginning of Beitza, the beginning Rashi says, what's the svara for min davar sheyesh matirin not batel? You might as well wait. It's going to become mutter in 2 days. Might as well wait. The Ran doesn't say anything like that. The Ran says this fancy chiddush of bittul is based on a clash. Bittul is based on a clash. Levishach, and then he continues. Mishemachir the bedavar sheish matirin not to rabbanan mishem chumer le Rabbi Yehuda. Tekiven she'ein davar zeh chalak min heter legamrei beisser veheter sharei af hu sofolios nitar kamahu amrinan she'ein avata b'mino. It's too much like. Too much like. So if you use that Ran Svara, and again, there's many nafkaminas between the Ran Svara and Rashi Svara, so then, to put that into our Mishnah, you have to say, two Isurim are not like each other. Even though the Ran says, two Heterim are like each other, therefore, you're not going to have Bittul in two items that are Mutter, Right? I don't know, if you have two items that are chulin, they're not mevatel each other, they're both chulin. Right? And if you have chulin and davar sheish lo matirin, so that's enough mutter, the Ran says it's not going to be subject to a bittul. But our Mishnah says beferish, that isur mevatel isur, isur mevatel and zed zed, which means that isurin are not similar to each other. Even if you want to say, dvarim hamutarim, says the Ran, are like each other, but isurim, according to the Bishar, are not. And that's why they can mevatel each other. Because again, the whole yisod of bittul is that there's a clash, and therefore there is a clash here between the truma and the arla and the kilei hakerem, all the items that are discussed in our Mishnah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we'll continue with Daf Chaf Gimel.